That's it. They're off. They're off in the Christmas COVID handicap hurdle. And first to show is Omicron Lad. Omicron Lad being closely followed by the Booster. The Booster. Omicron Lad in a bit of an early race here with each other. The Booster and Omicron Lad. Antigen test trying to get in there. Antigen test. Omicron Lad. The Booster. Track and Trace trying to get a look in, but he looks to be struggling early doors, I'm afraid. Track and Trace. Antigen test on the outside. Here comes HEPA filters. HEPA filters being followed by the Booster. Omicron Lad. Omicron Lad, the Booster. Omicron Lad not giving an inch to the Booster. HEPA filters. Here comes New Year's Eve. Absolutely cruising on the outside. Everybody talking about this one. New Year's Eve looking confident and assured. The Booster. Omicron Lad. HEPA filters. Track and Trace is knackered. He's gone. New Year's Eve is coming fast. Sudden spike. Sudden spike appears out of nowhere. Sudden spike, the big danger. New Year's Eve, the Booster plugging away gamely with Omicron Lad. New Year's Eve, sudden spike. Here comes Leave Them Kids Alone. Leave Them Kids Alone. Sudden spike, New Year's Eve, and a late challenge from It's Only a Cold. It's Only a Cold. Sudden spike, Leave Them Kids Alone. The Booster, fourth dose. Nobody saw this one coming. Fourth dose out of nowhere. It's Only a Cold. Fourth dose. It's Only a Cold. Leave Them Kids Alone. Fourth dose. It's Only a Cold. Oh, no idea how they're going to sort this one out, to be honest with you. They all crossed the line together. New Year's Eve just crossing the line now. Absolutely spent.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
We've got a song coming up for you by somebody who has just been voted the sexiest over 50 celebrity. Very nice. Okay, so there's a new list that's come out there. I'm not sure who actually took the poll, but this person has got number one in the chart to go along with that. The top five are Nicole Kidman, top... that's number five in the sexiest person over 50. George Clooney's in there as well at number four with 29% of the vote. At number three, it's Jennifer Aniston. And at number two, it's Elizabeth Hurley. So who's at numero uno?
Ian Dempsey, playing the music you love.
Sorry, I said who's at number one there, and I came in with Ian Dempsey. No, not me. It's Kylie Minogue. Spinning around, here she comes, 8:25.
If you ever listen to it, it sounds really like Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John, like already.
It sounds like it for a second, and then it doesn't sound like it.
Here's a final kill on a plan.
Well, it wouldn't be like Dermot and Dave not to have an idea. We're going to sing what we think is going to be the Ed Sheeran and Elton John Christmas song. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, you do an Ed, I'll do Elton.
Okay, I'll start with Ed, and right, you bring Elton.
The time I broke my leg when I was small. I wanted a skate electric for Christmas, but instead I fell off a wall.
Sing it, Elton.
Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
I see you're going for the one word.
We should have written more lyrics,
Merry
Ed.
Christmas.
Oh, for the love of God, Merry Christmas.
I thought you said the F word there.
No, I said for the love of God. I nearly said the F word.
Go to NYC as a VIP.
Hey, everyone, it's Danny from The Script here. Listen now for our songs across Today FM, and maybe you could come and hang out with us at Radio City Music Hall in New York this April.
Listen all week to win.
Let's see. Oh. This gives us about 5 seconds, I think. Pressure's on. Ding working.
Okay.
Yep, ding working. Here we go. Right, here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
types of bird.
Bird. Robin. Bird of prey, eagle, crow, hawk, owl, eagle, buzzing, bird, fly, thrush, dunnock, wren, house sparrow, jackdaw, rook, dove, robin, pigeon, starling, sparrowhawk, coltish, blue tish, grey tish, blue tish, bluefish, chaffinch, finches, blackbird, thrushes, goldfinch, song thrush, dunnock, wren, jackdaw, crow, magpie, pigeon.
Oh my
eagle.
God, almighty, save us. You left out two. I don't know whether that was coming from your brain. You can do it any way you want to do it, but that was some achievement to get so many. You must have got about 56 different types of birds in there. You can take a deep breath there now. We had swallow.
Did I not say swallow? I thought I said swallow.
I actually half thought you said swallow as well, but I don't think you did. Anyway, not to worry, you still didn't get the five. The other one was the bane of our lives, particularly around the city. Yeah, the seagull. You didn't say.
Did I not get it on the ding at the end? No.
No, you didn't get the seagull.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Anyway,
listen, Sinead, you didn't. Now, come on.
No.
There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
In the last 6 months, one family became homeless every day.
We believe every child needs a safe place to call home.
That's why we want you to join us in the fight against homelessness.
Sign up for our Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
Test your tin whistle. Fire up those vocal cords. Gather your guitars.
Find out more and register at todayfm.com/busk.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland. Supporting the journey home.
Friday afternoon at Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Mix it Friday, mashing and mushing your tunes. Text 0874 100 102. Shout outs coming up.
George, finally, what I do is everybody who comes on the show, okay, they have to enter Pamela's pressure cooker.
Pamela's pressure cooker.
Pamela's Puzzles and Parties.
This is magical. Pamela's Posh Puzzles and Parties. The tour with George Ezra. We've done it. That's your marketing done for the next few years. That's a better way. So, it's kind of just a fun get-to-know-you style quiz. You get 60 seconds on the clock. There's no wrong answers. Just a bit of fun. We'll tot up your score at the end and see how you do. Mimi Webb has taken part. I know you recently covered her song House of Fire. Sam Fender is the current leader with 10. Okay. And I know you've toured with him, so I'm imagining a little bit of competition here.
Yeah.
Now, clear your mind, right? It's kind of just rapid-fire questions. I've a good feeling about this. Are you ready to go, George?
Hit me.
Okay. What reality TV show do you think you could win?
I think I'm a Celeb.
Good one. Which Disney character do you identify the most with?
Robin Hood, the original one.
If you could only eat the same meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I mean, the one that came to mind was pasta pesto.
You absolutely cannot. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Invisibility.
Who is the most famous person in your phone book?
Genuinely don't know. Probably Ed, but he doesn't have a mobile phone, so it's an email.
Just Ed. Just first name Ed, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
My name.
If you weren't in your current career, what would you be doing?
I like the idea of postman, gardener, something local, something outdoors.
You're so good at this. What is the most random thing you keep in your junk drawer beside your bed?
Oh, just every, like, just lighters, Polaroid pictures, receipts. It's a nightmare.
What, in your opinion, is the greatest TV show ever made?
Oh, I don't know the answer to this. Maybe Peep Show.
That's fine. Can you do an Irish accent?
No.
That's an answer. It'll do. Final question. Is this your favourite interview you've ever done in your life?
I think it might have to be, yes. Yes,
thank you. That's it. George, it's been an absolute pleasure. I cannot wait to go on the piss with you. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
And your name, please?
Roy Keane.
And your occupation?
A full-time pundit.
And your chosen subject?
Manchester United Football Club 2021-2022.
Mr. Keane, you have 2 minutes on Manchester United Football Club 2021-2022, starting now. When was the last time Manchester United won a Premier League title?
9 years ago.
Correct. In that period, how much money have Manchester United spent?
€1 billion.
Correct. In 2022, which record are Manchester United about to achieve?
Their worst Premier League points total in history.
Correct. In November 2021, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was trending on Twitter under which hashtag?
Ole out.
Correct. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was trending again just last week under
Ole in.
Correct. What has Harry Maguire proven to be the best exponent of in this year's Premier League?
Sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, of course. What has Harry Maguire proven to be the best exponent of in this year's Premier League?
Apologies?
Correct. Who is the worst...
Fred.
Correct. How many Premier League games has Bruno Fernandes played this season?
35.
Correct. How many games has Bruno Fernandes thrown his hand into the air after losing possession this season?
35.
Correct. Described as an absolute joke by...
Fred.
Correct. What have Manchester United failed to do successfully in 2022?
Pass.
Correct. In the 4-0 defeat by Brighton and Hove Albion, what did Cristiano Ronaldo do in the 63rd minute?
He started laughing.
Correct. Halfway through his laugh, what did he say?
I've started, so I'll finish.
Correct. And at the end of that round, Mr. Keane, you have scored 13. Or roughly the amount of chances Marcus Rashford needs to score. Thank you.
Emma and Isla are from Houston in Texas, and they've sent this joke in today. What do you call a blind dinosaur? Do you think he's Thoris? Lisa Bro is 9, and she says, who is a potato's favourite Marvel character? Tony Starch.
You knew he'd like that one.
I did.
Ladies. Welcome back. Gentlemen,
welcome back.
Any set of ears?
Whoa, guys, cool the jets.
Oh, are we not doing the big fanfare thing?
No, I'm just trying to make sure you don't get your hopes up.
Oh, okay.
Managing expectations, keeping that bar nice and low.
Oh, Ray Foley is back on Today FM, Monday from 2 p.m.
Let's just not make a big deal of this. Soft launch. I'll talk to you Monday at 2 p.m.
I need a jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sausage, two rash, two bacon, two button, one black or white. All stacked like a tower on top of each other, rolled up good and tight. Woo! If you have something, it makes over there, you find sugar in the bowl. Says she, do you want some sauce and that? Says I do my. More again! Two eggs, two sausage, two rash, two bacon, two button, one black or white.
All stacked like a tower on top of each other, and rolled up good and tight.
Will you keep up, will you?
If you have some chain of milk over there, find sugar.
In the bowl, says she, you want some sauce and that.
Always wanted to do this.
Yes, yeah, since I do in my home.
Bravo!
Why are the Americans so interested? I mean, are the Kinahans active in the United States?
Yeah, well. To the best of our knowledge, they're not. What we know is that they. What we certainly know is that they export an awful lot of drugs from South America. You could certainly speculate that, you know, some of that drugs traffic would be going through, you know, U.S. Territory. Their financial web has, you know, U.S. aspects to it as well. But really, the place of the Americans here, Matt, it's really to do with the global cocaine trade, and it's really to do with the fact that we went to the Americans and we asked them would they help us, and they basically said yes. And really what happens is once US law enforcement, you know, the scale of it is just so big, its powers are so vast, that once US law enforcement is bearing down on you, you know, your life becomes very hard. And Daniel Kinahan in particular has done, you know, a fairly good job, it would have to be said, particularly internationally, probably outside of Ireland, trying to, you know, convince people in the boxing world that, okay, maybe in his early days he was a bit, you know, rough around the edges. Maybe he was involved in some, you know, shady dealings, but he's a good guy now and he's just really trying to, you know, help all the boxers and earn lots of money. And that message, I think, you know, has travelled quite far outside of Ireland. But what's going to happen now is because he has been named, him and his father and his brother and four other men, they have been named in such a very clear way as being international drugs traffickers and a huge reward, you know, placed on their heads, basically. It will be very hard for him to brush off that kind of attention from the Americans the way he would be able to the attention that was being applied by the guards.
DJ
J-O.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O. J-O. Kill, kill, kill. Shout out to Gardy there. He says, J-O, my young fella is after asking if I've seen the dog bowl. I says, no, I didn't even know he could bowl. Nice one, Gardy. Big hello to Marco. He says, all right, J-O. All right, Marco. He says, J-O, the missus told me to put ketchup on the shopping list. Now I can't read anything. Definitely ruins. Come on, Marco. Katrina's been on to us there. How are you doing, Katrina? She says, J-O, get this right. I was walking through town last night. I passed a slice of apple tart, an ice cream sundae, and a chocolate cake. Yeah, that's right, the streets were deserted. Good woman, Katrina. You're mad joke. Actually, speaking of desserts, Carden's been on to us. She says, Shao, last night it says to me, fella, can I eat the cake in the fridge? He says, I don't think you'll fit in there, love. Ah, don't listen to him, Carden. You're looking great. Breno says hello. All right, Breno. He says, J-O, I was having a bit of trouble with one of my ears there. The doctor says, which ear is it? Oh, this is 2022. Cheers, Breno. Want to say good afternoon to Peter. Good afternoon to you, Peter. He says, J-O, I'm after getting me lunch in a deli. I says to the lad, how are you? I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese. Your man says, sorry, we only take cash or a credit card. Oh, fair play to you, Peter. All right. I am nearly out the gap. You can stick a fork in me. I am done. About to leave the studio. Hopefully it's dry outside. But as I always say, never mind the rain. Here's Mr. Vane.
Culture beat. DJJO. DJJO.
Cream cheese, though. Come on.
Was he good? I wasn't here.
Oh, JP, you're back.
What did I miss?
DJJO was out. He was just
The biggest artist in the world.
What's up? This is Ed Sheeran.
Is coming back to the greatest country in the world to play a few gigs. Jet plane
headed up to the sky. The final tickets for Ed Sheeran's Cork and Dublin shows are on sale now. But you could win. Hell yeah! Your way in.
I want you all to put your hand in
the air. Listen every day to win tickets for Ed's Dublin show on Sunday, April 24th, or the Cork show on Friday, April 29th.
Win your way in to Ed Sheeran with Today FM.
Jim Carrey, how
Dermot
are you?
Dermot and Dave, that sounds like a claymation movie.
If only they just make it, Jim. We're
they
ready to go.
They would just make the damn Dermot and Dave movie already. The world needs Dermot and Dave. They need it.
Thank you. We've been trying to tell them that for years.
Start
but,
thinking
you know.
About it, boys.
This is the biggest amount ever on the Today FM cash machine. We get a winner this afternoon. It goes over €1 million given away in 2022. Answer within five rings. Tell us the exact amount. You get the cash. Barry's making that call for us. Let's go.
Nice one. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome. One ring. Two rings.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Barry Dunn phoning. Are you free for a cash machine call?
I am, yes.
You're very calm about this. Fair play. Who are we talking to?
Sabrina Hogan.
Sabrina, it is nice to talk to you. And where are
oh
you today?
Oh, my God. I'm in Blessington.
You know I am phoning.
I do, and I can't believe it. I think I'm going to be ill.
You're halfway don't there because you've answered the phone, which is a fantastic start.
Okay.
But we do need to know exactly how much is in the cash machine.
Okay, so it's €64,522.04.
How do you feel right now?
Oh my God, is this for real?
Sabrina, not only is it for real, you've got the correct cash amount and the money is yours. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You have successfully emptied out the cash machine. There's nothing left in it. It's all yours.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
What are you going to do with it? What does it mean to you?
Oh my God, it means so much. I've had such... You've no idea. I've had such a hard few years and I'm actually looking for a new place to live and this is actually life-changing. It's life changing.
It is Big Busk for Focus Ireland Day. There's been an incredible reaction so far and you've been so generous and we appreciate it so much. But if you need a reminder about why we are raising much needed funds for Focus Ireland, here is Katie's story.
I am a contact worker in Focus Ireland coffee shop. Families would probably be our biggest thing at the moment. I've worked there for 2 years, and when I worked there 2 years ago, it was nearly a rarity to see three families in at a time. But now we have a huge queue, and I'd say at least 70% of it is families. Even this morning, we had two pregnant ladies and three kids, and just the fear on their face, just the unknown. Like when I was a child, my worry was, when did I have to go to bed? You know, these kids are worrying, where will they go to bed? Will they get a bed for the night? Like, we try our best for them. Like, it's heartbreaking. And I don't know how it's got to be like this. It's just awful.
St. Patrick's Bank Holiday Weekend.
What will we do?
Wanna go raving?
Back with another one of those Block Rockin' Beats.
Today FM's Block Rockin' Beats with Dec Pierce.
Soundtracking your St. Patrick's Bank Holiday Break.
Wednesday, Thursday and Friday night from 7, we're playing Block Rockin' Beats.
Block Rockin' Beats
with Dec Pierce.
This Wednesday, Thursday and Friday night from 7 on Today FM.
I heard you Big Breakfast Roll on the radio.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was great.
Ah, you're so nice. Thank you very much, Cuiva. So this is your third appearance. You were in Kent Street, or Kent Station in Cork, for the Big Busk. How did that go?
It went really well. Thanks to all the people who donated. It was really nice.
Oh, very good. And did you get all the songs in you wanted to?
Yeah, I did.
Excellent. Very good. Now, when we were talking the middle time, this is the third time, so we had the first time and we played a little bit of sha-la-la-la, la-la-la-lo. Remember that?
Yeah.
You were also mentioning that Olivia Rodrigo, you're a fan of Olivia Rodrigo, right?
Yeah,
and
really.
And you'd like to go and see her in concerts, but you weren't able to get tickets. Well, yeah. We have got two tickets for you, Cuiva.
Oh my God. Oh my
so
God.
We're going to send them down to you and you're going to have two tickets to go during the summer. Now, it's in Dublin, so you're going to have to work it out. So is that okay?
Yes, it's brilliant.
And men with beards are 60% more attractive. That's according to a study comparing hairy faces to clean-shaven. This survey found the most attractive men are 6 feet tall. Sorry, JP. Have an athletic body.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. And tattoos.
Way, this is
the news.
That is outrageous.
He's using the news to slag you off.
That is outrageous. I'm a
this
short
is
man.
Wonderful.
Hey, Ben, how do you know it's not a medical condition, huh?
How do you know about yourself now, pal?
Besides, I've got a beard, so that offsets the shortness.
Right? Doesn't it,
yeah,
guys?
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can stand on your beard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 2 minutes past four.
I have a question to ask you, Roisin. Listeners want to know why, if we're not producing peat briquettes here in Ireland anymore, are we importing them from places like Lithuania?
No, yeah, good question. I brought it up in the channel myself. We are private contractors are exporting 10 times the amount of peat that we've imported. We had one. There was one shipment imported from Latvia, and one shipment was imported, and 10 times that have been exported by the private sector.
Okay, I have to finish by asking you, Michael.
I mean, they're not bullshit, Michael Fitzmaurice, and I don't appreciate you using that word, but I'm speaking facts.
Obviously, Roisin,
I am speaking facts, Michael. You may stuck up, it's nice and populist.
Obviously, you've done no research on what you're saying.
I base on facts.
Okay, and that's your last word, Roisin. I leave the last word now to Michael Fitzmaurice.
There is 80,000 tons brought into this country of peat. Second of all, and I'd like clarification on this. Second of all, Roisin, you might just give me an opportunity to say a few words. Second of all, in relation to peat briquettes, can you burn peat briquettes or not?
Yeah, you can burn peat briquettes, yeah.
So peat
but
briquettes
we're trying to phase out these things.
Peat briquettes are made out of... Hold on.
You do realise they come from carbon as well, yeah?
Peat briquettes are made out of peat.
Yeah.
Peat briquettes are made out of peat.
Yes, and peat covers 3% of the earth.
And turf is made out of peat, so tell me the difference.
It stores more carbon than all of the earth's forests. Let's get with the reality here.
You're after telling me a minute ago we can burn peat briquettes. If you can burn
yes,
peat briquettes,
why, can't, peat
briquettes. Why
yeah.
can't you burn turf? Because they're the same thing. They're made out of the same
you
thing.
Know, I didn't say you couldn't burn turf. You don't listen to a word I say, Michael. If you could
you
listen
can.
More and talk less with stuff you're making up to sound populist as if you're defending Rural Ireland. I speak for Rural Ireland. But I deal
you
with the honesty and the facts. And things
really,
have to change. Things
else.
Have to change, Michael.
Dermot Kennedy. The Script. Lewis Capaldi. The Chemical Brothers. Today FM's Great Gig Giveaway. We're giving away tickets to the biggest gigs of the summer for a whole month.
How are you doing? We are The Script.
I'm Lewis Capaldi.
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
See us live.
Get your tickets to see me live.
Today FM's Great Gig Giveaway.
The winning starts Monday on Today FM.
Like you said on the call with Barry, you said this is life-changing. And do you think it actually is?
Yes, absolutely. I've had a hard few years, you know. And as I was talking to Emer earlier, you know, I told her I lost my dad at the start of the first COVID.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Obviously, with COVID, he was in a home. He was in Piemont Hospital. And I can't thank them enough for, you know, what they did for him. And obviously, I used to visit him every day, and my daughter, Holly, used to visit him every day. And because we couldn't get in to visit, he decided that he wanted to give up his life. You know, it took a week. He gave up his medication, but I was very, very lucky that I got to stay with him, and I got to spend that week with him, and he passed in my arms, which I suppose I'm very grateful for, because a lot of people with COVID had completely different stories to tell, yeah. You know, and my dad was a huge part of my life. He was my everything, you know, he was the man in my life. And, you know, to lose him in such a way, but I'm so grateful. And as I said, I need to find a new house as I'm only renting at the moment, and my landlord wants to sell. So I need to find somewhere new.
That's not right.
It's happening so much, isn't it? Landlords are selling up because
yes,
it's just not
yes,
worth their while
absolutely.
Anymore.
So it is absolutely life-changing and like something that I never thought would happen to me, you know? Never.
Yeah.
And did you ring your daughter or did you wait till she got home and you told her face-to-face? How did you break that news?
God, my daughter. Oh, so she heard me on the radio and she actually crashed her car.
No, wait, are you joking?
No, I'm not. I'm 100% serious. Like, she rang me in tears and said, I've just crashed the car because I heard you on the radio. Now, thank God. And she wasn't hurt. She only bumped into somebody's tow bar. It was a van.
Right.
And everybody was fine. No damage to either car. And she was like, I just couldn't believe it was you on the radio.
Well, you've got a repair bill to sort out there. At least you've got the money to it.
I always have bills.
Yeah, true, true.
It's Christmas. Abide the kids. Come with me and you'll be down in Limerick in your imagination. It's Christmas in the finest city in all the nation. Come with us on the Norny bus, stopping off at Limerick's Colbert Station. Breathe it in, that's the smell of your nation. If you want to see paradise, just look into my pram and view it. Snickers, Bounty, Mars and chew it. Just give me all your cash. There's nothing to it.
Wow.
There is no life I know like selling chocolate as my occupation. Take it from me, I'm 103. Limerick's where I'll always be.
Now, love, what do you want? A selection box, is it?
Go on, dear, that's a fiver.
No, it's just a box. If you want the chocolate, it's an extra tenner, you go.